Yes, I'm Ashley. We're from the U.S., and I'm from Texas.
Good morning. I'm Kylie. I'm from South Carolina in the U.S. South Carolina.
Good morning. So you know that we are an Afrikaans congregation, so I'm going to do my utmost best. It is our second language. So if there's any grammar errors, you are most welcome to come and correct me afterwards. But what a privilege. There's such an excitement in the house. Always, you know, God loves nations. And did you hear what I just said? About the land of the brave and the free. You come from them, and we need to be brave, and we need some freedom in our country. But what you don't know is that you've come to the spirit of pioneering. There was little here, and God sent us from all over Europe to this beautiful place with a mission to come and build and to bring a part of his kingdom to this part of the earth. And many people are farmers, and yes, so whatever you need to take back, God is going to supply that. Because whatever is lacking in the body, he provides in the body. Isn't that amazing? And I've been to Pennsylvania. Huh. Yes, I was there at a School of the Prophets and apostolic conference. Yes, so I've been there. So wonderful, church. Let's just sit like this for a moment and just receive. Did you hear what was singing this morning? That the Lord has opened the gates. Why would gates be opened? Because sometimes gates are closed. But it's mostly so that the King of Glory can enter in. The double doors of bronze, so that he can enter into places that was not open for him before. And we trust that your coming is at this time in our lives. It's summer in Clan William. Did you read about our summer conditions? It's mild to hot, to very hot. This is mild this morning. But we trust that you, I know some of the places in America is also quite hot. It is Texas, where you come from, right? You'll be okay. The rest, you can complain. So, but we will look after you wonderfully. You've got wonderful guest parents, And yes, I think it will be a I know it's going to be a good time. So please, in your prayer time, keep them in your hearts. Pray for their protection. Pray for what we're doing. Pray that the Lord will open even more doors that we didn't see. You know, we can't plan ahead for 4 weeks. It's here a little, there a little. We see in part, and He opens and gives more light to what's needed. But what I know is He knows what you need. Even coming here to serve, because the great servant of all, whenever He came, He was a blessing, but He also received a blessing, the salvation of souls. We trust God for that. So, yes, you're all ready. I know that you've been traveling very long. The service won't be that long, because they've been traveling 24 hours. 24 or 48? When did you get on the bus? 5 o'clock yesterday morning. Okay, so in Centurion. Wie van julle weet hoe ver is dit? Salute. It is far. It is a far drive. Even if you're not in the that you come by bus, yes. No, even if you fly, it takes a whole day. But yes, so we are excited to have you here. I think there will be many, many strong friendships formed. That's what we trust for. Some of the older people here, of which Jan and I are one, we've all did a year of our life for Christ. So we know all about giving a year away for Christ, and then He takes your whole life. Isn't that just wonderful? Because you can't give a life, a year, to Christ. He wants to live through us. He wants everything. And once you give your dreams to Him, He will give you back your dream. Because He's such a fair God. He's such a faithful one. The most faithful one I know. And you will experience that. So this morning, apologies for Jan. I had flu last week. And I don't know why they say we are a dog, but I was as sick as a dog. And I stayed home like a good doggy and drink my medicine, but I wille hond waarmee ek getroud is, het nie by die huis gebly nie. So he's still ill. So last night, I thank you, Manfred, he told Jan, jy bly by die huis. So I was, yes, but I didn't quite think it through because then someone had to preach this morning. And I'm the lucky one. But whenever I am uncertain in my life, and it happens even if we are older, there are times when we are overwhelmed because faith is not just for young people. Faith is not a once-off and then you pass it. Faith, the just shall live by faith. We will continue to live by faith until Jesus comes for us. There will be challenges. There will be things that we need to overcome. And we will, by faith, overcome it. But it's a journey. It's a continual journey. This morning, to just come and say, by faith, I am healed. By faith, I'm going to be okay. You had to get on that bus, not going, knowing where you're going, trusting that the people that put you on it knew where you were going. Hoping that there will be people coming for you. It was by faith. We give over by faith and trust that there will be a good outcome. And with God, there's always a good outcome, but we just never know how it looks. And we don't know, is the outcome right now or is it a bit delayed? And I don't know, but I think the young generation are not good with delayed gratification. You've grown up in a world where everything was just hands-on. Alles is takeaways, eh? It's easy to access anything. But faith, you need to exercise. You need to walk it out over and over. You just overcome something and you're like, hoo-hoo, man, I feel good. Yeah, 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 yeah. And then there's the next thing and you're like, no, 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 no. I've just had my turn. It's a continual battle for what? For our souls. It's a continual battle, the word says, where Jesus said, will I find faith on the earth when I return? Who of you here has lost some faith and some hope? You can be honest. Sometimes we do. You prayed for someone, they weren't healed. You prayed for provision, it didn't come the way you think. You stood on a word that you were sure God gave you, and then the end result looked different. And we like, our world is challenged by, do you believe in a God that you cannot see? Yes, we do. Because we are so aware of his presence. So aware of the work that is done 2,000 years ago still has an impact on my life. When he died for me and when he rose for me. Wow, isn't that awesome? So this morning I'm going to read you one of my favorite chapters in the Bible. The benefits of Christ. So there are many benefits of Christ, but sometimes we need to know again. And it's not the benefits you think or I think. Obviously we experience different benefits of being in Christ. It's the benefits the Word of God tells us. Now what's beautiful about this verse, it's Psalm 103, for those of you who would like to read it in your Bibles. But what is so beautiful about this verse, it was my mom's favorite psalm. And I would often, just before she went to be with Jesus, I would read this to her, and it will always, always calm her. Because once you speak about Jesus and about his benefits and about the truth of who he is, it has an immediate effect on your spirit. It's not dead words. It's very much alive. Because the author, the Bible is the only book where the author is still alive. Wow. And he's not just alive. He's right here today. Emmanuel, God with us. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that awesome? The wonderful love of God that made his word to become flesh for you and me, so that we can partake of it. So before I read the verse, I want to say one of the greatest benefits of Christ is you immediately feel the effects of sin leaving you once you repent it. It's like whenever you do something wrong, even as grown-ups, you did something and you know, I should not have done this. The moment you go to the Father, the moment you repent, and you know you are forgiven, it's that shame and sin, it falls away. Did you know that is a great benefit? There are people that cannot even forgive us for making a mistake. But Christ, our Savior, in an instant forgives our sin. And it falls away from our shoulders. It's one of the only places where we can say, God is with us. Emmanuel, God is with us. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Have you been lonely? You can sit in a crowd and be lonely. And then it's the sweet whisper of the Holy Spirit. Jy is nie alleen nie. You cannot be alone. I am here with you. My word says, I cannot leave nor forsake you. Not I will not. I cannot. Oftentimes when I can't sleep, and you feel very lonely when you can't sleep, especially if you're married and your husband is snoring away, it's like, wow, why are you sleeping so nicely and tightly and I'm awake? Then I know I am not alone. My Savior is with me. He promises, his word tells me that, and I believe it. I am not alone. And then, one wonderful benefit is we actively see God's presence in our lives. Have you ever gotten a prophecy and it was so direct? It's only God and you could know that this is the truth. We are going to trust the Lord for moments like that for you. If you've never experienced it, may you experience it. God is actively involved in our lives. It doesn't just knows our name. He says the steps of the righteous are ordered by God. You weren't just here chosen by a group. Your footsteps were directed to South Africa, Glen Willem. And if you believe that, something good can come out of this. If we believe and receive the sent ones, because you're the sent ones to our town. Isn't it amazing? Doesn't matter how old you are the sent ones. And then this morning as church, we say, we receive the sent ones that the Lord sent to us. Because there's something in you that he gave to us, that he wants to give to us, that we need. Perhaps we don't know that we need it. So we receive the sent ones from the youngest, I don't know who that is, till the oldest. I know this young, just one young brave man coming with six women, hey? Story of my life, what can I say? Tough life. Mission fields always look like that. I don't know, we should pray for the young men that they should go on missions. I love this verse. Psalm 16 verse 11 says, In your presence is fullness of joy. In your presence is fullness of joy. Did you experience some joy this morning in the worship? Just saying hello to one another, greeting one another? Because he is here, his presence is here. But it's not only here, it's always with us. We can have righteousness, peace, and joy. That's part of our kingdom inheritance. And what will the enemy always attack? Righteousness, your relationships with people, with God. You are always uncertain. People, are we okay? Our peace, do we have peace? We don't have 100% peace all the time, but we know the Prince of Peace, Shar Shalom, Jesus is his name. There's no higher authority. I know the Prince of Peace. Sometimes you need to say to your circumstances, I see you. It's a challenge. But I know the Prince of Peace. I know the highest executive power. You are overruled. You will not steal my peace. It was paid with by a price, Jesus Christ. And then joy. Joy in the Holy Spirit. How wonderful to have that joy. Joy in believing. Not because everything worked out well. The joy that is found in him, that he is with us. So let's read Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Isn't that wonderful if someone comes to you and say, I have some benefits for you. Who would not like that? I would love it, hey? So here's a package. There's some benefits in it for you. What is it? Benefits means aid, blessing, welfare, assistance, favor, prosperity, and great gain. Isn't it amazing? Do not forget the benefits of Christ, the wellness, the prosperity, the great gain, the power, the wellness, assistance, the aid, whatever you need this morning. Do not forget the benefits of Christ. And we often don't feel the benefits of Christ when we are in a crisis or when we lack something. Because our eyes are fixed on what we lack. And yes, he said, let your eyes be fixed on Jesus Christ, the author and the beginning of faith. Is it easy? No, it's a journey. Sometimes we don't need to know too much. I just need to know enough how to handle today. That takes all my faith, hey? If I have to think about How will it, our country and our world look like in 5 years? I don't know how it will look like. But I know that I need faith for today. You've got an election coming up. We have an election coming up. We don't have the greatest candidates, nor do you. You are the greatest country, and we pray for you because we continue to believe that God, because you are a generous country, the Lord will not take his hand from your country. You are one of the few countries that every year, doesn't matter where we go, to Uganda, been to Switzerland, to London, they send out groups from America and people volunteer a life of their year. Skilled people, mature people say, I will go to countries who cannot afford my skill and I will gladly go and serve and give it for a year. Therefore, there's great favor on your nation because of your willingness, your generosity, and your gentleness. But our God will also come because of the pridefulness in our hearts to judge it. But we pray for your nation. We pray for your leaders. Because why? Because we want peace. We need peace. We need to do trade with different countries, and therefore we need peace. So continue to pray for our country. Did you know about our country before coming here? Little bit. Okay, you don't have to lie. No. Okay, but you know, our leaders have a way of putting us on the map that people read about us and know about us, but not for good reasons. So we just recently said to Israel that they are was busy with genocide from the 7th of October. That's not what we would have been known for. We would like to be known for other good qualities in our country. But we keep on praying for our government. We keep on trusting God. We trust the Lord for outcome. We trust the Lord, even if there's one believer, that he will save our nation. And his eyes are on us. We trust him for that. Right, so we move on. Who forgives all your iniquities? Isn't it wonderful to know that everything you've ever done, that the Lord, once you've repented, will forgive all. Some of it, al jou ongeregtigheid, al jou ontrouheid. Who heals all your disease. Wow, what do you need God to heal this morning? Not some of your disease, not when I feel like it. The benefits of Christ is I will heal all of your disease. And we know that he can, that he does it. Our church, we believe in the wellness and wholeness of the total human being. Spirit, soul, and body to be healed. We don't know what he heals, but we know he always heals. So this morning, if you are sick or ill, or you lack something, whenever I read it and it clicks, whoops, that's for me. Put your hands on your body and say, Lord, I hear your word this morning again. I hear the benefits of Christ. And I am inheriting. I'm inheriting that which your word says is mine, the benefits of Christ. Who redeems your life from destruction. Isn't that beautiful? We have so many stories, and in our own church this week, there was some destruction, and we saw how God redeemed a life from destruction because he's able, because he's faithful, because he's God. Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Isn't it mooi? Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Ladies always wanted to be crowned. Ladies, you cannot be crowned with anything more splendid than this, with loving kindness and tender mercies. Imagine the King of Kings crowning you with that. Oh, wow, here comes Miss Loving Kindness. Who would not want to marry Miss Loving Kindness? and her friend, Tender Mercies. Who would not want to be married to a merciful lady? Isn't it beautiful? See yourself of how the Lord crowns you with beauty, even if you don't feel like it this morning. See yourself. What is faith? It's seeing the unseen, seeing things that we do not yet see, but hope for. Hope, joy in believing. We need to see ourselves crowned with loving kindness. Who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. That's for the older people. But this morning you need to be refreshed. The Lord execute righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He executes a righteousness, a judgment over all who are oppressed. In our country, I'm sure like in yours, you will meet many oppressed people of poor family, financial reasons, but also being oppressed by the evil one. And yay, we have the good news. Yes, we've come to set them free by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony for a time like this. We are the sent ones. You are the sent ones. So make a difference, even just in the way you look at people. Just that small interaction, being brave and say, I can play this morning. I bring my talents. I bring what I have. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. The Lord is merciful and gracious. Who can testify to that? Weet al sy dat hy merciful is en genadig was met jou. There's a few hands. The Lord is gracious and merciful. Slow to anger and abounding in mercy. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards those who fear him. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. When my mom was ill and I read this to her in Afrikaans, and the English says it rather well, he knows our frame, that we are frail. So this morning, even if you look perhaps at someone that is young and look great and fit, when the Lord sees us, he sees us differently. Remember, he created us. He knows that we can't do all things, although we say we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. That there are times that we can't and we don't know. So when my mom was really frail and I would read this to her about the benefits of Christ and the tears will just go. And she would put her hand on her heart, and when I will read this, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children. Then she would take my hand, because she knows that his righteousness are to her children's children. Even in her weak, frail condition, she knew the word of God and had a yes to it, a response to it. And when I would read that, "Bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do the word and heeding to the voice of God. Bless the Lord, all you his host, you ministers of his, who do his pleasures. Bless the Lord, all of his works, in all places of dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul." She would always finish, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." We have a hymn like that, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." How can we bless God? He came to bless us. But he is like a father who pities and looks at his children and see that our frame is very frail. Although we are created in his image and that there's a strength in us that comes from him, he knows there are certain things we cannot do, and therefore there are benefits. Therefore he sent his son, Jesus Christ, so that we can partake of the benefits of Christ, so that we can say to the poor, you are rich, to the sick, that you are healed. Why? Because of what my Lord has done. So today, this morning, when you look at yourself, at your circumstances, perhaps you're worried about someone at home. There are many, many trials of the righteous. But the Lord delivers us out of them all. If we would have a collection this morning of trouble, we might have a heap. If we would have a collection of the goodness of God, we would have a bigger heap. But life is tough. We only know that God is good and that the steps of the righteous are ordered by God, that he is with us, that we have benefits in him, that he is the one who rescues us, saves us, delivers us from all iniquities, forgives us, heals us. Wow. Pities us like a father has pity on his children because he knows we are frail. What a wonderful love. And therefore, he is active and alive in our lives today. If you don't believe that, today somehow make some time and say, Lord, I believe that you are active and alive in my situation. That you are working out while I'm asleep. You are working out things on my behalf. You can surprise me in wonderful ways, Lord. My expectation is that you are the God of miracles and you are the God of wonders. And ask him to see that. I have a saying in my house, every day is a good day for a miracle. And whenever I come down my stairs, I see it. I see it every day. And then I will say it. Lord, it's a good day for a miracle. Thank you that I can ask you that. And whatever I know, whoever needs a miracle that day. Because he specializes in that. So this morning, let's close our eyes. We remember his benefits daily so that our joy may be full. This morning, Lord, I thank you that you know us and that you know that we are frail, that we can get sick, that we can get tired, and that we can get lost. But we thank you for a wonderful Savior. We thank you, Jesus, that you came. We bless you, Lord, that you came to heal us, deliver us, and set us free. We thank you that our hope this morning is in you, in the great deliverance that you can do and bring to us. Lord, we thank you that we sang about the open doors that you're providing, and wherever these closed doors of work opportunity or things that are not going through, and there's a hold up in the spirit, in Jesus' name we come this morning, and we say and we declare, open doors. In Jesus' name. Wherever there's a hold on things, Father, that is not from you, we speak a release in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, that the spirit realm is active and alive. Thank you, Jesus. I pray that you will open our eyes, that we will see the things that are around us, that we will see the obstacles, but more so that we will see the salvation, that we will see the answers. We speak answers, Lord, by faith, by your word that you've given us, Lord, that we will prosper. We thank you, Father, that you are working it out for our good. We can trust you for that, Lord. We don't always know how, but we know you can. You work out all for our good, for those who love you and are called by your name. We submit to you, God. We submit to you, Father, and we say, let it be to us as you have planned. And Lord, we thank you. We bring Clan William before you. We thank you, Father, as the harvest are getting ready and prepared, we pray a blessing over it, your protection over it. We ask that the rain will come in its time, Father, and that you will keep the pest away from our harvest, in Jesus' name. We ask for the borders and Cape Town and the shipment and everything, Lord. We just bring it before you this morning. Every obstacle that the enemy has planned, every obstacle that sin has planned, we call you null and void this morning in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, that we are participants of heavenly places. Jesus, you are seated at the right hand of the Father. And at times we know that you are standing because the fight is so severe. And you have won. You have won. We thank you for that. I thank you, Lord, that this morning we go from victory to victory. You have defeated the plans of the enemy. And we are overcomers by him. We thank you for your love and your goodness, Lord. Bless and protect our family that came to visit from the USA. We speak a blessing and protection over their families, Lord. And we thank you that you know them by name and you know what they need. We give you honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's have communion.
Hello, everyone. A thought came to my mind this morning, and I don't think I've heard it in church, but it's that saying that says, a family that eats together stays together. And this is exactly what we are going to do now. We're going to take part in the Lord's Supper, communion, eat together. And as Christians, we are united by Jesus Christ and what he has done for us on the cross. He shed his blood and he rose and he gave us hope to enter into eternal life with him. And if I can connect to Chantel's sermon, which was a sermon of hope, when we're having communion, we're basically declaring that we share in his death and in his the fact that he has risen. So I'm just going to read in the scripture and then we can all take part. 1 Corinthians 11 verse 23 starts with, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.' For as often as you eat the bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes." And it ends with, "Examine yourself." So let's just be quiet and then partake in the bread and the juice. We can do it now. Thank you. Yeah, Father, thank you. Thank you that we are all family. And we can partake in what you've done for us and what you've given for us. Thank you for the hope, Father. I pray it in Jesus' name. Then I'm going to go over to the offering. I got a scripture in Psalm 96, 7 to 9. Ascribe to the Lord all you families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord glory, due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Let's give to the Lord as what he has laid on our hearts.